Horen Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chav Vav. The Mechaber continues. Aval, I mean, O Gavoa Asara. If it's not ten high, V'chokik Bo L'Hashlim Asara. You want to dig in to make it ten high instead of it being higher than 20, and you're trying to be mimed the area. Now it's not ten high, and you want to enlarge the area, make it deeper. Tzarech Lachok Arba Amos Osolcham Avay Apnei Korach Bo. It's not enough to just make the area under the Korah the correct measurement. Rather, you need to dig an area of all the way out of Dalet Amos. Connected that area in order for it to be considered 10 deep. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though earlier we said it's a tefach, by making it higher, by being memayi, that's because less than 10 tefachim is not called a wall at all. So you have to make this area into a wall, and therefore it has to be the whole length of the mavui, which is arba amos. But over there, it's called a wall already. You're just trying to make it less than 20, and therefore it's okay. You can't use a lechi or korah unless there are two chatzeros open to the mavui and two homes open to each chatzer. Some disagree with this. Mishnah Berurah says it needs to be two chatzeros because that which they allow a lechi and a korah for a mavui, that's because there's a bunch of people that are living there that use this for private things. That this tikkun works, as opposed to a chatzer, which is not more common to have so many diurin, and therefore it's used for more private things as than a mavui, and therefore you require more of a hechsher, like the two pasin or a pasarba, etc. So we have to make sure that this mavui is a place where a bunch of people live, so that the tashmishim, private tashmishim, are not so common. But some disagree and say that since you can be ma'ariv the area of the psachim, so it's considered to be one chatzer if they're open to each other. It has to be that the two chatzers are not open to each other, the two batim are not open to each other, the two chatzers are not open to each other. Rather, it needs to be two houses open to two chatzers. If shaloye b'chol pesach me'elu pachos me'arba tefachim, each pesach can't be less than four tefachim. Shiu diurim ochem b'chol abayis, shemokom pas gorm. It has to be that people eat in the whole area of the house. Afilu haya bayis echad la'av asheni leben. Even if one house is for a father and one is for a son, af pi she'ben mekabel pras mishulchan aviv ochel b'beiso, even though the son goes to eat by the father, harim nidonim kishnayim, they're still judges two different houses. Afilu tzido echad ein yehudi ve'echad yisrael mahani. Even if one side is a non-Jew and one is a Jew, it's still okay. O tzach she arko yosar rachbo, has to be that the area is longer than a what with its width. If one of these conditions is missing, then a lechi and korah don't work. You need one of the other ways that we mentioned, like a tzuras pesach or the pasar ba, or two small pasin. Rama says that according to some, that our mavuis have the status of a chatzer, and therefore you would need to use a tzuras pesach. You can't use these other ways out because our mavuis don't have houses and chatzeros open to them, and therefore lechi or korah wouldn't work. And even though a chatzer is good enough with two lechis on both sides without a tzuras pesach, still, since sometimes the mavuis is mafulash, it's open on both sides, and then for sure you need to be machmir to require a tzuras pesach. Therefore, we say that in all cases we're going to require a tzuras pesach.